Hopefully, good morning. Welcome to the United Stand. I'm Mark Goldbridge, and this is your latest Manchester United transfer news this Sunday morning. Lots to get into. Osimhen, Ekitike, Mbeumo, Douglas Luiz, and a little bit about Gyökeres. Have you recovered from last night? What are your thoughts about it? Look, even as we finished the show last night, there was some, you know, backtracking, I think, from certain people in the clarity of what they'd said. Look, I'm a massive fan of Fabrizio Romano. I've got to say, an Arsenal fan emailed us last night and gave a very interesting perspective on it. They feel they're getting played a little bit. They feel that this is games. They feel that certain journalists may be playing games for their agent. I mean, look, at the end of the day, I think Gyökeres does want Arsenal. Whether Arsenal want him is another matter. We'll delve into that. But are we getting to the stage now where certain journalists are doing agent work? Because we don't want that. That's not what makes you a great transfer expert, being a, you know, a pawn to agents and clubs. You know, we want clarity. So let's get into that as well. But the place to start really is, I think, around Victor Osimhen and Ekitike. There's a lot of people out there saying now they wouldn't want to go for Gyökeres anyway. He's nailed his flag to the Arsenal mast. And if it backfires on him, what a prat. And, you know, I sort of do understand that. I think it would be funny if Arsenal signed Sesko now, because Gyökeres would look an idiot. And that's, and let's be honest, some of these footballers and their agents think they're beyond, you know, everybody else. And it would be quite funny if that happened now. Whether it will happen or not, well, that's for Arsenal. But United certainly need to have a plan of action to move on. And it appears that we are moving on in some way, shape or form with other players. I think the Douglas Luiz story that came out last night was very interesting as well, in a potential swap deal with Antony. We'll certainly talk about that as well. But let's start off. I mean, I think the place to start off with is Osimhen. I feel that this is more of a fan theory. There's a lot more credibility around Ekitike. As much as it's a difficult deal to do, there's a lot more being said around him than there is around Osimhen this morning. But I think the most interesting piece of information I found around Osimhen that potentially opens the door to Manchester United is what Florian Plettenberg at Plettigol, the Sky Germany journalist, has said this morning, that Galatasaray remain optimistic about securing a permanent deal for Osimhen. This is despite top English clubs entering or re-entering the race over the past 3 to 4 days. Galatasaray are offering a net salary of 15 to 20 million euros. The biggest issue, however, remains the payment structure of the 75 million release clause, with Napoli wanting as few installments as possible. What's Galatasaray being close to a deal to Osimhen got to do with Manchester United, Mark? It's a great question. But 15 to 20 million euros as a wage, correct me if I'm wrong, well, do the maths. If it's a million a month for 250 grand a week, it's sort of around what we pay Mason Mount, Bruno Fernandes, Casemiro anyway. So I don't see a problem with that wage. Napoli open to installments. I don't see a problem with that. So I look at that story that Galatasaray are winning the race. I don't see 400 grand a week, and I don't see we want the £65 million up front. So I look at that deal and I go, well, okay, there might be a hidden agent fee, which Man United don't want to pay, but it's not unreasonable for the player that you're getting. And I don't know whether Man United are going to go all in on this race at all. But what I do know is that if he's going to Galatasaray and we're not getting Gyökeres and we're not getting Delap, then you've got to look at that and go, with all due respect, why the hell are we not pushing for that when we've just finished near the relegation zone? I understand that a Chelsea or a Liverpool or an Arsenal might not fancy Osimhen, but for Manchester United, I think it's ridiculous not to do that. So I would watch that one, because if Galatasaray are leading the race, and apparently they are, then why wouldn't we get in that? Now, Rory says, I'd be worried about Osimhen. He will miss 4 to 8 games over Christmas with AFCON and has a bad injury record. Tom Grant says, happy Sunday, Mark, in the chat. At the end of the day, as long as we blow the bloody doors off, what will be, as long as it's a quality striker, says Tom. Daniel Derbyshire has been a member for 56 months. Absolute legend. Happy birthday to all the fathers this morning, whether you know whether you're one or not. And if you do know that you're one and you're not being a father, come on. But come on. Happy birthday. Happy Father's Day. Steve Livingston says, surely nothing has changed since the announcement. If Arsenal's top target is Sesko, I can see them getting both. I can't see them getting both, says Steve Livingston. Well, I want to talk about Ekitike. It could be someone's birthday on Father's Day. I want to talk about Ekitike, but let's delve back into Gyökeres, because I still think that there is really sort of strange. Last night, I'd finished the show, was watching a film, picked the phone up and had a little look around again. And I read, like, I almost feel like, let me just put it this way, right? We've had an email from an Arsenal fan that I want to sort of bring in, but let me just go back. Let me just read these two things for you. Okay. So when was it? This was Fabrizio Romano before the 8 o'clock show last night. Gyökeres' priority is to join Arsenal this summer, despite calls from Manchester United in recent weeks. Gyökeres, always an option, with Sesko also an option as well. United remain keen, but believe a deal is now unlikely. So basically, despite Man United being interested, he wants Arsenal. United are keen, but they don't feel a deal is likely. And then he does a video hours afterwards and basically says this: the message coming from those close to Manchester United that is Gyökeres is giving priority to Arsenal. It's not a, I'm not coming to Man United. It's just him prioritising Arsenal, assuming they can do a deal. Well, that's different, isn't it? You know, at 7:30 at night, it's like he's snubbing Man United for Arsenal and Man United feel a deal is not likely. And then at 10:30 at night, it's he's not saying I'm not going to join Man United. He's just prioritising Arsenal because they feel like they are closer to a deal. And I don't think we've put any money down on the table. So, I mean, look, read into it what you want to read into it. But I think this is what we had from an Arsenal fan. And look, this is the way they look at it. They basically said, right, Leipzig want 80 million euros. Bertha has a reputation for lining two deals up at the same time. Arsenal line a deal up with Gyökeres for cheaper, trying to get Leipzig to bring their price down. Gyökeres, like a twat, goes, I want to go to Arsenal, not realising he might actually be being played because they're trying to get the price down for Sesko. Some Arsenal fans think that they're still going for Sesko. And Gyökeres has fallen for the bait by publicly going out there saying, I want to go to Arsenal. I don't know what's going on there. I really don't know what's going on there. I'm a little bit like G-Man. We need to forget about it, because I think it would be hilarious if Arsenal signed Sesko now, because Gyökeres' agent has messed up big time, hasn't he? And you sort of get what you deserve. But imagine they get both. I mean, if they get both, then the modern state of football is scary for Manchester United. We can't compete in a world where people are buying both of those players, I don't think. Nicholas says, his agent's a prat. He's controversial like Raiola. Everyone in Sweden knows who he is, just so you know it as well. I don't know. I've never heard of this agent before, Nicholas, but I think it would be hilarious if Arsenal signed Sesko and dropped their interest in him. Do Mateta and Watkins have a release clause, says Jay? I don't know. I think Mateta might have a year left on his contract. Harry says, losing the final was a blessing in disguise. We'll have to compete. No choice. FPR owners, says Harry. And thank you very much for that. Oh, just very quickly, I do read the comments. So you may have seen some of the comments in the video last night. A lot of people there saying that you got owned by Record in Portugal. You owe apology to Record in Portugal. This is what I believe. This is my opinion, right? I believe that this community is very intelligent. I believe that every day I'm challenged by coherent and intelligent conversation. And I love this community. It's really sad when we're infiltrated by what I would describe as class A morons who don't even know what they're talking about. You can come here, you can come on this show and say, ha ha ha, Record sat you down, you were wrong. Maybe go and read what Record said. They said Arsenal were preparing a second bid after their first bid was rejected. Arsenal haven't put a bid in. Mic drop. See you later. Goodbye. Where's the Arsenal bid? There was never an Arsenal bid. There hasn't been an Arsenal bid. So all this stuff that people think that the record and Portugal were correct about, can you tell me what they were correct about? Because there has been no Arsenal bid. And people are going, ha, you got sat down. We haven't been sat down by anything. At the most, we've all been played by an agent who is leaking information to try and get the move to Arsenal. We don't know what's happening yet, but Arsenal haven't bid. Arsenal haven't bid. Why is David Ornstein quiet? Arsenal haven't bid. They haven't bid. Fabrizio's message makes it quite clear that this is coming from his United sources. They feel that he's prioritising Arsenal, not directly from Gyökeres's camp, says Caleb. I think that's a very intelligent point. You've got to figure out where Romano's information is coming from. And it clearly sounds like it's coming from Manchester United, because the message from those close to Man United is that Gyökeres is giving priority to Arsenal. It's not a no, I'm not coming to Man United. It's just him prioritising Arsenal, assuming they can do a deal. So, yeah. You know. Yeah. Mario, you should own it when you're wrong. Happy to own it when I'm wrong. Show me the bid from Arsenal. I'm not wrong. Look, I know it's Toxic Sunday, and I know there's a lot of bitter people out there, but there's nothing to apologise for. There's nothing to say I'm wrong about, because there's nothing happened yet. There is no bid from Arsenal. So, you know. There we go. Right, let's move on to some more news, because I do want to talk about where United go beyond Gyökeres. And look, fasten your seatbelts. You might not like who the source is, because you might be getting annoyed. But Man United have made contact with the agents of Ekitike as well as Chelsea, asking how much Frankfurt want. Their answer is 100 million euros. Liverpool are also interested, should they be able to move Darwin Nunez on. We've also got an Mbeumo update to bring you as well. So Fabrizio confirming that Manchester United are in for Ekitike, also saying Man United have called in the last 2 to 3 days to be informed on the situation and to speak with the agent of Ekitike. Now, I'm a massive fan of Romano. I'm a massive fan of Ornstein, but I think what we've also got to acknowledge is the volatility of a transfer window. This is the same Fabrizio Romano who said on Monday, expect something big around Man United and Gyökeres in the next few days. It's the same Fabrizio Romano that said that we've been in contact with Sporting for the last week and a half. And it's the same Fabrizio Romano that said on Thursday or Friday morning, Man United are in contact with Sporting on a daily basis about Gyökeres. So Man United have got in contact with Ekitike to understand the price. Man United could have WhatsApped me and I would have told him the price, because the CEO of Eintracht Frankfurt on Friday said the price is 100 million euros. And if we don't achieve that, we don't need to sell. So United ringing up to find out the price is irrelevant, because we all know what the price is. So I think with Ekitike, I more want to know, like, well, I suppose it's a difficult poll, but I want to know, would you sign Ekitike, yes or no? Because I think it's a hard one to answer, because if it's him or nobody, of course it's going to be him. But I'm not comfortable with this signing, I've got to be honest. I think he's a fantastic talent, but a little bit like Liam Delap, and he is better than Liam Delap. It's still a 22-year-old coming into Manchester United, leading the line in probably one of the most difficult periods to be a striker at Man United. The last 7 years of being a striker of Man United has been a graveyard shift. The only person who really succeeded was Ronaldo. Even Cavani was hit and miss because of lack of service. So throwing in a 22, 23-year-old, because I think he would be 23 at the start of the season, I just don't think that's the solution. Not for 100 million euros. 100 million euros. I mean, look, I like Ekitike, and if we sign him, he gets full backing like anybody. But 100 million euros back player at 22, 23, coming into a league he's never played in, it's got all the recipes of a bloody disaster where the press are like, oh, foreign £100 million player. They're not going to be patient, are they? So I don't think the components fit right for Manchester United. But it doesn't mean we won't do it. As I said last night, you just don't know with United. We're, you know, 1 minute you've got no money, the next you've spent £130 million on Casemiro and Antony at the end of a transfer window. So I'm not going to sit here and say it can't happen, because I just don't know what United are likely to do next. But if I'm being honest, it doesn't fit the criteria of what we need, and it smacks a little bit of desperation that you're panicking after Delap and Gyökeres, and now you're trying to go in. And also, let's be honest about this. Chelsea and Liverpool are better at transfers than us. Chelsea and Liverpool have probably got more cash than us, and Chelsea and Liverpool have been working on this deal for a few weeks. The fact that we think we can swoop in at the end and ask what the price is just shows you how uneducated we are. It's like a really nice house being up for sale and two people have been like competing with each other for weeks. And then we knock on the door and go, like the look of this house, what's it on the market for? Not even done your bloody research. So I like the signing of I like the sound of TK, but it feels wrong. I don't know whether I want to say these words because it's very clippable on a toxic Sunday, but there's a big part of me that would rather spend £40 million on Mateta and get a really good goalkeeper than go for Ekitike and not get a goalkeeper. And I think that's really logical for this reason. Mateta isn't terrible and would score goals. You've still got Cunha and Mbeumo, and you've got a top goalkeeper as well. And for a year or two, we will climb the league with that. If you go Ekitike and you don't get a goalie in and he flops, you're stuck with that for the next 4 or 5 years. You haven't got the goalkeeper and things can go wrong. So, I like Ekitike, but it seems very, very, very experienced to me at the moment. We've just got an update coming in here from Record. I'm going to leave you lot with this because it's news. Arsenal have frozen their pursuit of Gyökeres. They've had enough and feel that Sporting's 67 million demands are too high. Record Portugal. But this is the Record that said that Arsenal were going to sign Gyökeres and had already put a bid in and were going to put a second bid in yesterday. So they've not put a second bid in because they've not put a first. I'll leave you with it. My motto is don't believe Portuguese reports. But apparently the Record is sitting everybody down. I'll leave you with it on a Sunday morning. Life's too short. I'm out. Matty says, sources now saying Arsenal pulled out of the Gyökeres deal. They're like a broken record. Yeah, they are like a broken record. But let me just go back to Gyökeres very, very quickly and speak about this pragmatically. Now I've had a bit of time to digest it and think about it, right? I'll tell you the story. Last Sunday, red hot, as I said, I saw something from somebody very prominent in the football industry saying, Man United, Gyökeres is red hot. Watch this space this week. Okay. Sunday night, that's all sort of coming out anyway. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, the same stories coming out. United there every single day. Friday, Saturday, Portuguese reports, which I don't trust after years of experience. Arsenal have put a bid in. They're going to go for a second bid. There has been no bid. Saturday night, Romano, everybody else, he's prioritising Arsenal. Late Saturday night, he's not rejected Man United. He's just prioritising Arsenal because they're closer to a bid. Sunday morning, Arsenal aren't going to bid. And you just look at it and you go, well, the saga continues, as Melp says. Or you look at it and you go, this is just a transfer window with a transfer saga where until we get the definitive, and this is where I think David Ornstein needs to put his cape on, walk in and go, this is why I don't tweet every 10 minutes. This is why I don't do update videos every bloody day. David Ornstein just swoops in every now and again and goes, see you later. I'm off to the pub. And I think that's what we need. Matt's just said to me, this article from the Record says that they feel that Sporting's valuation is too high and in the same sentence says they're prioritising Sesko. Look, I'm not an Arsenal expert. I can't start throwing people's names out, but I got told in January and did a video on Matt's Football that Arteta's obsessed with Sesko. I got told that the interview that Arteta did on the 1st of February, where he was publicly disappointed that he didn't get a striker, was because he didn't get Sesko. Arteta wants Sesko. Berta, as director of football, is quite intelligent and lines up two deals at the same time and lets the world know that they haven't made their mind up. And then because he's lining up two deals, they tend to get a good deal. So I still think that Sesko goes to Arsenal, and I think that whatever happened last night, is manipulated by somebody. Just figure it out, you know. Get Columbo. I think he's dead. But, you know, what I say, you're not going to believe. So somebody needs to analyse that. Something happened last night that I don't think is true. Like, I think somebody briefed last night to do something. Force Arsenal to bid. Smoke Man United out. Try and get Sporting to lower their fee. But I just think that if you look at last night, if the player says he wants Arsenal, does that stop a bidding war? If Jokeres says, I want Arsenal, is that to stop Sporting from increasing, you know, trying to get a higher price when the player says, I only want to go to Arsenal? It's a bit like Mbeumo, isn't it? Let's talk about Mbeumo for a moment, because there were some interesting updates last night from Ben Jacobs. He basically said there's been no formal bid from Tottenham. There has been verbal contact, but whilst he hasn't said no to Spurs, he has made it clear to them that his preference is Manchester United. It's more of a coincidence that the day after Thomas Frank became Spurs head coach that news of a bid came in, rather than any actual bids. Conversations happened, they are interested, but the player has told everybody, including Spurs, that he wants Manchester United. So nothing's actually changed with Mbeumo. And what we've got, again, is another news outlet / journalist talking about bids that haven't taken place. And people lock in on these bids. There has been no bid from Arsenal for Jokeres. There has been no bid from Spurs for Mbeumo. But the last few days, people have been living off this, stirring it up, and there hasn't been bids. There's probably been talks, there's probably been interest there, but there hasn't been bids. But what there is there is Brentford. Brentford cannot drive the price up for Mbeumo when Mbeumo is saying, I want Man United. And that's problematic if you're Brentford. Like, imagine it happens with us and Garnacho. Villa want Garnacho, Chelsea want Garnacho, Napoli want Garnacho, Leverkusen want Garnacho. And Man United think, ooh, 40 million could become 50 million, could become 60 million. But then Garnacho puts it out there, I want to sign for Chelsea. And Chelsea say, my offer's 45 million. And United are like, yeah, but Villa want to pay 50. And Napoli will pay 45 plus installments. And Chelsea say, yeah, we're just paying 45. And Garnacho goes, I'm not going anywhere else. You can't start that bidding war. So maybe that's what that's all about. Maybe Jokeres and his agent are pissed off with Sporting. So they're like, we don't want you to get the money. I mean, the agent sounds like a complete prat. Because if you get Jokeres out of the club for 60 million euros, you're going to get a massive agent fee. Because you can say to Man United or Arsenal, you're getting him cheap, so I want 10 million. Whereas if Sporting gets 70, the clubs are going to say, well, you're not having 10 million because we're not getting him cheap either. So maybe that's the play. Maybe the play is he wants to go to Arsenal so that Sporting lower the price down because Sporting realised that there's no bidding war. I think there's just a big play going on here. But what I will say is, if I was Jokeres, I would look around and go, if Arsenal sign Sesko, I look a fucking idiot because I've upset United's fan base and every other fan base because they're like, we're sloppy seconds. So unless you get your move to Arsenal, you're gonna look an absolute twat. And that's the game you play, because football fans these days are educated. And, you know, you take a risk to make a bit of money. Patrick Lynch says, I'm annoyed with United. Once again, we seem to be going for the most obvious targets, which suggests very little planning. Attitude seems to be, who else is everyone looking at? I think this is a great point, Patrick, and it's one certainly to revisit later in the window. One of you fantastic people said a couple of weeks ago, why is it that people go on social media bigging up United's transfer strategy when actually they're just buying very obvious players? Where's the scouting? And look, Liam Delap, 30 million release clause, striker. Oh, he's cheap. Cunha, brilliant player with a release clause. Mbeumo, brilliant season at Brentford who wants to leave. Jokeres, brilliant striker who wants to leave. And look, I've got no problem with any of those signings, but it would be nice, a la some clubs. I'm not just going to use Brighton. I think Liverpool do it. I think Man City do it. Like, where are these signings that are well scouted? And we just don't seem to be that great at doing that. Arsenal just want the cake and eat it. We need to call their bluff. Arsenal could end up shooting themselves in the foot. Who to blame? This is not AFTV, but the club that comes out of this the best is Arsenal. Arsenal's position at the moment looks brilliant. You've got Gyökeres burning himself publicly. You've got Man United, you know, looking like they're going to lose out on another striker publicly. You've got Sesko staying quiet because he wants Arsenal, just staying quiet. And you've got Arsenal basically moving forward on two deals, of which they'd probably be happy whichever one they got. I think the way Arsenal have played it is very intelligent. But that's what happens when you have a good director of football. Berta is a very good director of football. I don't know that we've got, well, we haven't even got a director of football. And that's what happens with experience. I'm not saying Wilcox won't be good as a technical director, but he isn't experienced. Murta wasn't experienced. I think the way Arsenal have played it is brilliant. You've got one of your options speaking publicly. You've got one of your options staying quiet. They're both lined up. They both want you. I mean, it's not a bad position to be in. Ashim says, is Baumgartner a better alternative to Mbeumo with lesser release clause? I've not heard his link to him in a long time, Ashim. I'd love to get Gyökeres, and I don't mind being laughed at by Arsenal fans because we are the second choice, because besides Osman, who would we buy, says Francisco. I'd still take Gyökeres. I still don't necessarily believe what's gone on in the last 24 hours. I said last night, we had that amazing super chat. I think, I can't remember who, was it Craig or something like that? The whole messaging just felt very strange last night. Ben Jacobs was saying something different to Romano. Then there was a different update 2 hours later. We'll wait in the fullness of time. I think Fabrizio is a very good transfer journalist, but it felt last night that he wasn't being a journalist. He was getting information from somewhere which was benefiting something. And maybe he just got caught like a rabbit in the headlights, which sounds, I think he's too experienced for that. But it just felt like his update was very much United have been snubbed, Gyökeres wants Arsenal, and it's going to happen. And it didn't feel like it was going to happen. And here we are. And it's like, that doesn't feel like that's happened. It doesn't feel like Arsenal are going to put a bid in for Gyökeres. It doesn't yet. And you look at that update and you're sort of like, who's fed him that information and why? Look, if he's been fed the information from Man United, maybe Man United have pulled off a worldie. Maybe Man United have gone, put it out there that he wants Arsenal to stir up a load of trouble and we'll pick up the pieces. I mean, I just don't know. We'll, in the fullness of time, we probably will know. Learn from your mistakes. Don't follow the crowd, says Cabo. Record dropping more albums than Elvis, says Michael Speaks. Do you see a scenario? Well, am I going to get apologised to then now? Because apparently last night the record sat me down, even though Arsenal have never put a bid in and they said they had. And this morning they're saying that Arsenal aren't interested and they want Sesko. So, you know, where's the apology for the consistent reporting? Do you see a scenario where we don't sign a striker and they stick with Rasmus, says Shane? You've got to stick with Rasmus at the moment, Shane. Otherwise, we'll end up with no one. Daily Hibbert says, have you seen the last tweet from then? I'll have a look. Daily, City already has four ins, we have one. Yeah, but look, City are playing in the Club World Cup, if anyone's watching. John says, checkmate Bridge. Wouldn't Højlund finally get some service with Cunha and Mbeumo? I want to keep Rasmus, but obviously I'm in the minority. Sources now say Arsenal pulled out a Victor deal, says Matty. Thank you. Okay, I've got a couple of other bits I want to bring in here. I want to talk about Douglas Luiz. I think it's a really interesting update on that. Make sure you smash a like on the video and subscribe. Yeah, I mean, the update from UTD exclusive is that Arsenal froze negotiations due to price. Sporting want 80 million. Arsenal have now removed Gyökeres from their priority list. This is from Record. I mean, if I was an Arsenal fan, I wouldn't believe that either. Look, this is not based on guesswork or mood. We have a lot of people who watch this channel from Portugal. I've got a really good email from Pedro who messaged us before about Amorim back in November. I'm sort of keeping it back for later in the window when we get more focus back on football. It's really interesting. We got a lot of people who watch from Portugal. We've had transfer sagas from Portugal, Bruno Fernandes being the biggest. And trust me, don't get locked in on Portuguese reports. What did we say about them yesterday? Like, it's literally sensationalist a lot of the time with very little substance. And what appears to be right one day will be completely and utterly contradicted for a headline the next day. I just don't lock in on it. And As I've said, whether you like it or not, David Ornstein traditionally has always been very good around Arsenal. I don't know whether he's an Arsenal fan, but he's always been very good. Where's he been for the last week? He's said nothing, because I actually don't think anything's happening with Arsenal. I think Arsenal are very patient, waiting for the striker that they want. And we will see what happens with that. Do you see, I think Gyökeres doesn't want to take the risk and playing for Sporting next year, and therefore somebody is trying for Arsenal to step up because he knows it will take some time with United, says Bjorn. Talik says, I'm very worried about the situation. There is a good chance we might end up with another prospect in Sesko. I hope we learn from Rasmus, says Tilak. Here we go. New United number 9, Rashford, says Peng. So this was a big list of signings, just 3 names. Amazing work from the Sporting team. Top tier planning right here, says John. Is Fabrizio spinning news for Arsenal, says Liam. I don't know. Something happened last night, and it's very hard to sort of pick the bones out of it, I suppose. Look, I suppose the positive this morning is that the Mbeumo story is just, you know, don't panic. Spurs may have had conversations with him, but he is still making it very, very clear that he wants to sign for Manchester United. Hence, that deal should still happen, but could still take time as United negotiate a fee with Brentford that is suitable for all parties. So I get the frustration, but it will literally only be 2 weeks tomorrow that we had the news that he wants to sign for Manchester United. What I did find very interesting last night, and you might have missed it, this came out from Fabrizio as well. Former Juventus sporting director, who left 11 days ago, was exploring a swap deal with Antony and Douglas Luiz. Initial talks took place, but obviously he's now left. I mean, way to drop a story and be left unsatisfied. It's like your missus walking in sexy lingerie and then saying good night and going to sleep. You're just confused. You're like, I thought, what's going on? What did you do that for? What? Why? Who does that? And I feel a little bit like that about that update, because Antony for Douglas Luiz, yes, please. But it's sort of like, look at what you could have won. I would love that deal. I've never thought about that deal. I've never, you know, given it any thought other than last night when Fabrizio walked in, not in his lingerie, and said 11 days ago there was talks going on about a swap deal for Antony and Douglas Luiz. And I'm like, yes, we don't need Antony anymore, but he's got a value. We do need a midfielder. Everybody's saying that we've got to remove Casemiro or Mainu to bring a midfielder in. And there's this Antony goes and we bring him Douglas Luiz, so who is Premier League proven and exactly what we need. So, and he can score goals and he can create goals and he's a very good, like, tenacious midfielder. So I would have liked that deal, but yeah, I mean, I almost feel guilty for bringing it in. Toxic bridge. But it's a very good source and it's a very enticing story that doesn't look like it's going to happen now. And look, Ian says Douglas Luiz is bad, don't want him. Well, he was one of Villa's best players a year ago. I don't think he's bad at all. And I think if it was a swap deal with Antony, what you got to lose? You remove one player for a position that you do need and you don't spend any money. But look, interesting. Rob, always United. Happy Father's Day to you and the dads. Do you think players get manipulated by their agents for their own gain, says Rob? Yeah, look, mate. It's not our problem, is it, really? But if, and I don't believe the stories of the last 36 hours at all. I don't know where we are at the moment. I think I need to go and sit in a room with a cup of coffee and just work it out with a pen and paper. All I know is from last Sunday to Friday morning, I was convinced that we were leading the race for Gyökeres. And in the last 24 hours, we've had, he wants to go to Arsenal. Arsenal are going to put a second bid in when they haven't put a first bid in. And now Arsenal want Sesko and aren't interested in him. And what you're left with is a player that appears to have publicly stated he wants to join a club that doesn't want him. And I think that the loser in this potentially is Gyökeres, because rule number one, and I'm not an agent, But if I was Gyökeres's agent, rule number one, don't publicly put out there that you want to go to one club that might not want you. Do not do that, because when you're holding up the shirt for Juventus or PSG or Man United, everyone's going to go, you wanted to go to Arsenal. So for me, it's a PR disaster. But in football, unfortunately, in all areas, whether it's media, punditry, agents, you're more intelligent. As a collective, who I'm talking to, the thousands of people, if we all collectively came together with a football IQ, it would be higher. There are exceptions to the rule, but just because you're a football agent doesn't mean you're more intelligent than this chat. A lot of them are businessmen, and a lot of them are just chasing money. And a lot of them make mistakes. And whatever happened last night, if he doesn't sign for Arsenal, that was PR disaster. And it would, you know, and it's gone really, really wrong. If he ends up signing for Arsenal, it was brilliant. But who drove that last night? God knows. And I suspect we'll get more information. But if your information's going to come from Portuguese reports, you might find that tomorrow it's a completely different story. And that's why it's worth being patient, because everyone yesterday were going, oh, look at the record, look at the record, look at the record today. Completely different story. And that's the problem. They love sensationalist headlines, and it changes every day. Whereas I think, certainly being a Man United fan, we can't deal with one extreme to the other day after day after day, because we're a slow builder football club. Look at Mbeumo, 2 weeks. If we lived in Portugal, we'd have had 2 weeks of he's signing for Spurs. Spurs have put a bid in. He wants to sign for Spurs. Tomorrow, he loves Man United. He goes to bed in pyjamas in Man United. Wednesday, he's just been seen driving around in Spurs kit. You know, and we can't deal with that. You know, fair play. Italian news is a bit like that as well sometimes. We need consistent. And I think we had a very consistent week. And I think the weekend's just gone a little bit weird. I still feel, as I said to you last night, I don't feel that this Gyökeres Man United story's over. I really don't. If you're asking me who's the most likely striker to sign for Man United at the moment out of Ekitike, Osimhen and Gyökeres, it's still Gyökeres. And that's crazy. Whether I'd still do the deal or not, yes, beggars can't be choosers. I'm not going to live this with Man United. I mean, what I find hilarious is people who go, I agree with Berarda. We only want players that want to play for Man United. So if Gyökeres says he wants to play for Man United now, we're going to say no because we're Man United. I'm going to say yes, please. Come and score us some goals and get us into the top five. I'd 100% say yes. I'm not happy about what came out last night, but I'm 100% saying yes. But there are people out there saying, no, let's move on. We only want players here who want to play for Man United. That's done us really good for the last decade. I want the best players at Man United. And I honestly do think the chances of us getting Osimhen, Ekitike over Gyökeres are harder at the moment. That might change, but I think there's a big update coming. I do wish Arsenal would just sign whoever they want to bloody sign, because Arsenal, I think, are holding up the striker market. I think it's going to be like a domino. In fact, I'm surprised Fabrizio or David Ornstein or somebody hasn't put this out yet. The striker market is being held up by Arsenal. As soon as they make their pick, then the domino effect will go. But Arsenal don't have to be in a rush. Nikki says, I don't believe any media at the moment. I want to hear it from Gyökeres. He said he will speak when the time is right. Yeah, I mean, look. As I said to you, I'm sort of like you, Nikki. I'm waiting for the clarity, whether he's holding up an Arsenal shirt or not. I'm waiting for that clarity, because it still goes against a hell of a lot over the last 6 days. But let's just wait and see. What Man United need to be doing is in this striker market. And if we're moving on, we're moving on. I think it's going to be very difficult to hijack an Ekitike deal, because, I mean, that just going back to the Ekitike deal, 56% of you wouldn't do it, 44% of you would. I would do it if it's the only option on the table. But it's a very difficult deal to hijack. We hijacked Xerxes last year. I think it's because we wanted somebody else. Maybe someone in the chat will remember. I don't know whether it actually ever came out. We wanted somebody else under Ten Hag, and it fell through, and it might have been Sesko. I think Sesko said at the start of June he was going to stay where he was, but Arsenal wanted him anyway, so I don't know whether it was Sesko. But we wanted somebody else, right? And then we hijacked Xerxes. He was going to Milan and we hijacked it, which is easy when it's Man United against AC Milan, it's Premier League against Serie A, it's more money against less money. It's easy to hijack. I don't think it's easy to hijack an Ekitike deal where Eintracht Frankfurt are saying, well, it's 100 million euros or it's 100 million euros and Chelsea and Liverpool are already there. I don't think it's easy for United to walk in and hijack that deal. I really don't. I think it's easier to hijack the Osimhen deal if he's close to Galatasaray. And it's probably easier to stick in the race for Gyökeres if Arsenal don't want him anymore. So McCree says, first Kenda and now Gyökeres. Where's Amrim's pull? I feel sorry for Amrim, actually, because I'd lay good money on the fact that the only two players he wanted out of Sporting were Kenda and Gyökeres, and they could both be playing for other Premier League clubs. If we end up only signing Cunha this summer, we're in big trouble. Well, that won't happen yesterday. Do you think we will get Gyökeres, as Daily Hibbert? Look, I was 70% on Friday. I'd say 50-50 now. I don't believe it's over. I said last night, I don't believe it's over. I had a load of abuse. Oh, look at him. He's in denial. He's been sat down by the record when he hasn't. I still think it's possible. I still do not understand where the information was coming from last night. And I don't think it's come from the player. I think the player looks an idiot, but I don't think it's come from the player. Rashil says, maybe I'm being lost in translation, but this Arsenal 80 million euros favours us because it kind of fixates the price and we can deal accordingly. Agents run football, it's upsetting, games gone, says Harvey. Any chance we see Fabrizio Romano on the United stand? Not this summer, Kevin. I'm not going to publicly start talking about stuff like that, but let's just say Fabrizio is busy doing a lot of other things. But still got a very good relationship. Happy Father's Day to you and the dads. Thank you, Rob. Always United. Right, I think I've covered everything off this morning. We will obviously be live again later. Actually, let me just go through some of your questions. I feel like there's a few good ones that I missed. We can't take Arsenal scraps, says Eugene. Oh, come on. Well, no, Eugene, you're right. Like, I think there's a poll here. Would you still sign Gyökeres? If you could, would you still sign Gyökeres? Get your votes in. If you're not watching live, let me know. For me, 100% yes. I said this at the end of the season. We are now at the bottom of the barrel. Beggars can't be choosers. We're not the mighty Manchester United with Wayne Rooney and Cristiano Ronaldo and Paul Scholes. We are 15th and shit. I am not going to say no to one of the world's best informed strikers because he got played by the media or something got lost in translation or we're his second choice. I'm not going to say no. It's stupid. We're not in that luxurious position where we can go, you apparently wanted to go to Arsenal. We're not getting you now. 100% I'm still going to sign him. I don't care. You won't care when he's scoring a hat-trick for Man United against Sunderland kissing the badge. So for me, I think that if you don't want Gyökeres because he might have preferred Arsenal, then you've missed what football's been for the last 30 years. That world doesn't exist anymore. The only people that keep football about loyalty to the badge is you, the fans. Footballers aren't fans. They are literally mercenaries. And they will go where the best option is, not where the best club is. That's why a load of players signed for Man City when other more established clubs wanted them because the money was there. Footballers, bless them, most of them just go for money or what's right for their career. So I am not going to sit here and go, I don't want Gyökeres now because he might have preferred Arsenal over us. I want the best players wearing a Manchester United shirt who are going to put it on and work hard. I don't think he's going to put a Man United shirt on and cry on the halfway line. You know, the cross. Oh, cross from Cunha and Gyökeres has missed it because he's crying. He's probably thinking about Arsenal. You know, he's going to score those chances. So 100% I'd still do it. Mike, thank you. Welcome to Members Club. Apparently, Inter are pushing for a loan, but Hoyland, but 145 million. We're not loaning Hoyland Raven. We're not. I wouldn't sell Rasmus at all at the moment. Everyone wants a loan to buy after seeing Chelsea and Sancho, says Yanni. Yeah, I don't like the idea of loans.
at all at the moment, really. Vinny says, of course, you'd still sign Gyökeres. If you could, beggars can't be choosers. Thank you, pal. We aren't good enough to be proud. We need quality attackers at all costs, says GNJ. Look, I want that Manchester United to exist. I want that Manchester United to be about what we want it to be, but it doesn't exist. And if you want to blame somebody, blame the bloody Glazers. You know, they've took this club down to the sewers, and we can't act like that. If we want to get out and we want to behave like a club that can say, if you don't want us, then piss off, then we've got to be behaving like that on the pitch. And at the moment, it would be absolute stupidity to turn down a quality player because they may or may not have wanted to go to Arsenal first. It would be stupidity in my mind. Let's see what the next updates are. What I would say is, with Mbeumo, I'm quite comfortable, even though I want it done, I'm quite comfortable waiting another week or two. With the striker situation, specifically Gyökeres, I can't put up with another week or two of this. I think for our sanity as United fans, we just need to know. If he's going to Arsenal, let's get it out there and we move on. If he's not going to Arsenal and he could be coming to United again, let's move on it, because I still believe it can happen. I still don't understand how you go from Sunday to Friday where it's looking very much like it's going to happen, and then we have this mad weekend, which if Fabrizio had stayed quiet, if Fabrizio hadn't said anything, all we would have had was the Portuguese reports, and I wouldn't have believed them anyway because they'd have contradicted themselves this morning. Yesterday he's going to Arsenal, this morning he's not going to Arsenal. It's the Fabrizio update that sort of has thrown everything, and I still don't understand where that came from or what it's all about, so we need a little bit more clarity. Sam says, what if the story is coming from United to try to push Gyökeres as an agent into publicly declaring their intent? Well, it could be. It sounds like Romano was getting something from the club. Wonder if this is the summer where Romano's reputation dips as agents try to play clubs through false tip-ups through him, says W. We've got to be very careful about that. That's why I think we need a little bit of clarity. Could the media frenzy be a ploy by Sporting to dispel potential suitors for Gyökeres? And I think you're right. There's too many parties here. Man United could be playing games. Sporting's agent could be playing games. Arsenal could be playing games. Sporting could be playing games. Who knows? Let's see. Right, we will be back when we've got some more news. If not, we will be live at... I'm live at 7 o'clock tonight, Sunday night at 7 tonight, so get ready for that. Thanks everyone for tuning in. Take care, and I will speak to you very soon. Thanks for watching. I've got a video going up on Matt's Football in about 10 minutes as well. Speak to you in a bit. Take care. 65% of you would still sign Gyökeres. 35% of you are still angry. There you go. Speak to you in a bit. Legends.